gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 10/7/2021, and it's a live show. Now, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to go to war, but it's kind of interesting. You see, there's all kind of stuff, and incidentally, in case you don't know, Red China, who hired Red China Joe, allegedly, don't you know, with $1.45 billion going to Brother Hunter, not Bo. So I'm just going to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, now we see that apparently, oh, the CIA, is starting a mission control center to counteract China, okay? To counteract China. Well, what the hell you been doing all these years? I heard that whoever's in power has given up all of your people all over the world, your Knox, given up all your Knox in other countries, and you're losing them right and left, all your people in this country, that country, the other country. Well, that's your own people. And who's in charge? Is it Obama in the background with Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett running Biden? Or are they running this? Or is it Biden? It doesn't make any difference, because I'm going to tell you what. This country is about done. Put a fork in it. I'm going to tell you. Now, if somebody would understand what's going on when they say, and it just comes out today now, USS Connecticut damaged. Seawolf class submarine, tough submarine, runs into something unknown, mysterious object underneath the water. First shit. You put somebody else in there and you see what it is. And I'll tell you what it is. I can give you a good idea what it is. What it is one of the Red Chinese or Russian underwater drones. They're underwater drone subs that can go all over the world and sit there. That's what they've run into. They've run into that. Oh, but it didn't damage the nuclear reactor, and therefore the bop, 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 and all of that, la, 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 la. That's an attack on the United States. I'm going to tell you what, if you go back in the old days, there was a boat driver named Boom Boom McLaughlin. If that would have happened to Boom Boom McLaughlin, who was, by the way, JFK's aide until they removed him from that and put him on a spy ship in command of a spy ship. But Boom Boom McLaughlin, if that had happened to him in the old days, he would have launched everything he had on where it came from, the Red Chinese, with or without permission from the dad gum commander-in-chief. I'm going to tell you what, we're about ready to get cooked. We're about ready to get pickled, buddies, girls, and ladies and gentlemen. And you see, when you go and look in the Bible, and you see the Gog Magog, you know, war and everything a burning now. You don't see that the eagle is involved at all. You see that in Ezekiel 38, the Gog Magog goes up to the land of the unwalled villages to take a prey, to take a score, to, you know, all of that. That's the U.S. And that is what is going to happen to this country. We're getting taken down from within, just like Khrushchev said years ago. Just like Khrushchev said years ago, and I will tell you, without firing a shot, because all they had to do was get the communists working for the Luciferian overlords and the banking, the people that run this planet is about 20 to 30 money groups. The royal families, the Rothschild families, Rockefellers, Turn and Texas, the Lee family, other Chinese trillionaire families like them. And there's more than one. They have gold from the ancient times. Then you go back to the people that supplied corn and wheat to the Roman army and all that kind of stuff, and you start to see all of these different things. Now, don't make out like that it is some kind of a thing, that it's a religious thing. No, it's religious only in the sense that the Rothschild family claims descendancy in their own records and documents from Nimrod and Semiramis, who are the original black magicians of the planet, all right? Semiramis was a goddess, okay? Could also be called Isis, all right? So they are into all of this devil power stuff. And hence you have a president who the other day says, what difference does the time make when we get the job done? Whether it's 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks, we're going to get it done. That's the 666 Biden. And they must have had to put the real Biden out today. I think they've been substituting the clone Biden or the double Biden in some particular instances, because today he was slurring his speech and didn't remember anybody's name in Illinois. They're Dale Crow. Meanwhile, let's just talk about this Chinese scenario. Last night, a lot of U.S. banks, large money center banks, were attacked. And you know, we've had this thing with the debt ceiling and all of that, right? So if the Rothschilds and the Queens of England and all the different people and the Chinese trillionaires, if they're controlling the Red Chinese, all right, because they're going to loan them money too, you see. But if they're running that, you have to remember that then today the London banks got tickled and nailed. So then there's a threat to them, I believe, by the Red Chinese. Or they've done it to themselves, because you cannot rule that out either. But here's the deal. Recall today that Mushmouth McConnell, he blinked. Instead of having the Democrats raise their own debt ceiling, he blinked, supposedly, you know, in defense of this or that or the other, and in defense of the filibuster and the da ba 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 ba. But let's not forget exactly who he's married to. Lady Chow's daddy is the largest shipping magnate on the planet, or one of the top two shipping magnates on the entire planet. In other words, ocean-going vessels, you know, containers, ships, all kind of stuff. And he supposedly is from Taiwan, okay? But he also is sitting on the top of a board of directors of a Red Chinese corporation that makes all his ships, okay, that produces ships in the shipbuilding ports in China. So now, did Mushmouth McConnell cave in because his father-in-law called him and said, hey, we're going to take you all out, you see, and take down your banking structure? We've got it dead to rights in the cyber, the whole nine yards, ready to go right now, or we'll do a sneak attack on you, and Biden ain't going to do a darn thing about it, even though you got a fleet or, you know, a task force in the South China Sea. They're there with the British, with the Queen Elizabeth. Then I believe, what do you got, I think, the Ronald Reagan, and maybe there's two different carriers, U.S. carriers, I forget what they are, but it doesn't make any difference. So you got two U.S. carriers, you know, a British carrier, a Japanese helicopter cruiser or destroyer where they land up in that, attack helicopters from Japan, and they're all putting up a good show down there. But on the other hand, the submarine gets bumped gets bumped, the Connecticut gets bumped, runs into something bad, you know? Well, it's one of those drone things, I guarantee you. And so did McConnell blink? Did he blink because he was called by the father-in-law? And hopefully, maybe the father-in-law, you know, gave him another 10 or 20 million. Like he gave, you know, to him when he married Lady Chow, okay? And you can look that up in, what's the guy's name? Peter Schweitzer on secret empires and all the stuff, the different families and what have you. He's the one who talked about how McConnell got a lot of money from his father-in-law and then changed positions on certain things regarding China, okay? So, yes, the father-in-law's from Taiwan, but on the other hand, he is in hand with the Red Chinese Corporation that ships it. As a matter of fact, Lady Chow's sister sits on the board with her father. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a scenario here where it's just ridiculously crazy. And at the same time, we keep with Red China Joe's illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional vaccine mandates. I'm going to tell you what. Let's see what we got here. USS Connecticut, somebody sent me some information. 11 sailors were hurt. Bad enough, but not life-threatening. Was forced to surface to head to Guam, happened in South China Sea. One naval intel person said they may have been hit by Chinese drone sub. That's just what I said. I didn't know that. That they have and used this being a warning. Next time it will sink it. China's not messing around. Naturally, nobody is going to openly admit because since that would be classified, including exactly where and why and what was going on there. So here it is, right from the backside of things. Chinese drone sub. There you go. Thank you there, brothers and sisters. Yes. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, now, you know, everybody's talking about how the Chinese are mad because the U.S. has Marine Corps and troops in Taiwan and that the CIA has got a new Chinese mission control station. Oh, boy, we're going to man up and go to it and really watch them hard. I told you over a year ago, almost a year ago, that we had Marines on Taiwan with the Taiwanese forces. And the reason I knew that is because I knew somebody that knows some of the people higher up in the Taiwanese world. And I met them after I talked about how the brand new helicopter, remember this story, when I said that they were testing out the top general of the Taiwanese military was up in this brand new U.S. helicopter that they were given. It was like a brand new type attack helicopter, whatever it was, an Apache or whatever it was. And he was up in that, and then all of a sudden that thing came out of the sky, and I said that that was taken down by electromagnetic pulse weapon by the Red Chinese. And after I said that, then all of a sudden I started hearing some information. We had, and I told you last year that the Marines were in Taiwan. They were on one of the islands, one of the little Taiwanese islands that are out there where they think that's the tip of the spear, and they were doing training drills how to repel Chinese bop-a-bop, you know, invasion fleets and stuff. But this ain't going to go. This ain't going to go like World War II, don't you know? The Chinese will bomb a couple different things, take it out, and will then basically take out a whole lot of bases and everything all at once. And then they'll just turn off the lights. Party's over, you see. And I don't think that Joe Biden is going to go to war against the Red Chinese. Because the Red Chinese now apparently have surpassed us economically, right? As we speak. Now, yeah, somebody else sent me something in the Dark Winter script. It was a bioterrorism exercise at Andrews Air Force Base, June 22, 23, 2001. Absolutely, it sure was, brother. Sure was. So, I'm going to tell you, they're releasing more and more stuff. But let me go right here and stop for just a second. Lord Jesus, I want you to pray with me out there. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Brother Quayle, who is recuperating and doing a little bit better at his home. Where, Lord Jesus, you need to go and you need to touch Brother Quayle right now. Lord Jesus, touch Brother Quayle. Anoint him. Give him medical miracles. Provide him a medical miracle. Restore him back to full health and function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And I'll tell you what, people, everybody keeps asking me, how's Steve doing? Well, I'm going to tell you, Steve's doing a little bit better, but I'm going to tell you, this stuff is tough stuff, and you need to make sure that you're praying for him. And the other thing you could do, you could go to stevequayle.com. Why don't you buy a book or something else? And, you know, all the good people, I did a special thing on the QPOS 2.0. I did a full hour and a half, and something happened. I don't know what happened, but apparently some of it didn't get recorded. But just to let you know, my Skype did not go down or anything like that, so I don't know what happened. Now, this thing right now is the situation where you need to help Brother Quayle. Let's get him and do two things at once. Let's strike blows by getting his information out. The Xenogenesis, the Empire Beneath the Ice, the Angel Wars, Terminated, the Drought DVD, all of the different material, the Giants books, the Weather Warfare books. And if you haven't seen all of that lately, I sent a few of you some stuff about the weather wars, okay? And all of the different things about the harp and Bernard Eastland. I remember Brother Quayle read parts of the patent years ago. I told you how I met, on several occasions, I met with Dr. Nick Begich, who wrote Angels Don't Play This Harp. And I talked to him on several different occasions, all about it. I can even remember sitting with him telling him, well, how do we defend against it? Could we have like some kind of a, how would we generate a personal shield around ourselves to prevent the oncoming onslaught of the electromagnetic waves that are doing the damage to people in terms of changing their mood or changing or putting an electronic pulse in to create a disease? And we even discussed about how you would do that. Dr. Begich is really astute on all that stuff, and I wished I would have recorded it, because I'll tell you what, we've talked about many times on air here, satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies, you see, to do what? To create effects upon the neurophysiological template. They can give you this stuff. China's already publicly warned of World War III could happen. And I'm going to tell you something else. I talked about this in the QPOS 2.0, which if you're, it's a good thing to sign up for with Brother Quayle. But if you're going to contact stevequayle.com or go to 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, let's all buy a book from Steve. Give it to your children. Let them read it. Give it to your neighbor. Put it in the public library. Take and get the videos and circulate them around, the DVDs. Get people understanding why and what's happening so you will know and not be snuck attacked on, where you have a, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, oh, well, we never knew that the Red Chinese were going to attack us. Well, if you listen to this show, you would have known. If you listen to this show, you know that China Joe got bought. You listen to this show, you know they'd stolen the show, all right? And I also, at the same time, will tell you that Trump was naive. And that he gave the Space Force to the Air Force, which he should have never done. He should have made it an independent force and picked somebody who was really a hard charger to run it. The guy who was the hard charger, Bai Jing and all the people. Bai Jing, I call him Beijing, Biden Jing, you see. Somebody I know calls him that. But the fact is, they just ran him out of the world, man. And meanwhile, the real threats to the United States are the extremists, the white supremacist extremists in the military, and also those dastardly parents of children in schools who are also white supremacist and racist and everything. Even the black ones, even the Asian ones, even the Latina ones, they're all white racists too, you see. White supremacist racists. So if you care about your kids, now they're going to have who? Oh, Ray Ray with the pretty hair and old Bodie Bowditch, Malibu Bodie with the gelled up hair. They got all that good stuff, you know, the gelled up hair, Malibu Bodie, and the old guys through the counterintelligence. What's this guy at the Pentagon, Litro or whatever, Litro, Laka Laka Baka or whatever, Litro, who's the counterintelligence chief, and they're going to go after all the people in the military who are extremists. So how's that going for you? You're going to get rid of 200 Navy SEALs because they're not going to take your spike jab because they're a little bit smarter than you are, Austin, or you, pink panties, Millie, or you dye your hair with the sunny end kind of the old peroxide hair, Mackenzie. Why is it that the Marines, and I remember reading about the Marines back a number of years ago, when the Marine Corps colonel's wife, they were out of St. Louis somewhere, came forward and said that there was a homosexual at the top slots in some of the Marine Corps, that there was a homo deal going on back then. Well, I'm going to tell you what, let's get Gunny Highway, or whoever you want to call it, Chesty Puller, you resurrect him out of there. I've known a lot of good Marines. Some were, you know, privates and lance corporals. Few gunnery sergeants, but the gunnery sergeants, you ought to just put them in charge of the Pentagon. Let them run it. Put a few diamond sergeants from the Army, all right? And maybe a loadmaster or two from the military and a couple master chiefs. Let them run it. Let's get rid of all these big pussy-footing political pieces of crap. And oh, now Billy's trying to recover his image. Well, I'm 99.9.96, they're all good people. But I still think there's extremists or the other part. Well, what are you going to do? Let's just get rid of all of them. You got about a third of your pilots are not going to take the spike jab. You got doctors and nurses, good ones all over the place, not taking it. And they're being fired. Like this UCLA anesthesiologist, top guy, man. He said, no way am I going to take this spike jab and be forced to take it. It's an experimental vaccine. Experimental vaccine, he says. And I'm not going to do it. They escorted him off the UCLA campus. And meanwhile, they have another professor at the UCLA who they sent the thanks to all the different people after George Floyd. Oh, you've got to give more lenient grading to African-American students. He says, no way. I'm just going to grade everybody based on their performance, regardless of what race they are. And you say that they're mad at him because he said, well, suppose they're of mixed parentage. One parent is Hispanic. The other parent is African-American, or one parent's white, the other parent's African-American. What are you going to do? You give them half credit for this and half credit for that? So he said, no, I'm going to grade my people the way I've graded them for all these years. They throwed him out. He filed suit. All of a sudden, they had to come back. But now, he's suing them for the money. They're going to fight him all the way. This country is about done. And you got all these mandates and Biden out again, talking about the mandates and how you got to get the shot to get your job, keep your job. So you're going to have to be careful with that. And I would tell you, if every single person resisted that and said no way and then filed suit, regardless of how you do it, whether it's pro se, you hire an attorney, you get the Legal Aid Society, you file suit against your company, and you get file suit against whoever is mandating that shot, all right? And you tell them you want discovery about any kind of communications between the United States government and their corporate board of telling them what to do, or Biden telling them what to do. But if every single one of you filed suit on it, or whatever you feel like the Lord leads you to do on it, the fact is, many times you can walk down the street and, if nothing else, get a, you know, get a $5,000-$10,000 bonus and learn to drive a truck and go drive a truck. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of them will take you on the deal if you can just drive the truck, maybe a local, whatever, and just bring back and forth, get this stuff rolling. But oh no, we got to destroy this country. Biden's going to destroy this country. He's in the midst of it right now. He's taking it down step by step by step as part of the New World Order Luciferian plan. 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks, we're going to get the job done. All right? Well, 6 weeks, let's see where we were talking about there. Back then, that was about a week or two ago. That would be about Halloween, maybe, huh? Well, it'd be Halloween or just right after that. That's when they're talking about this Halloween thing. And I don't know what the vote is tonight on the raise the ceiling of the debt limit and all that till December. So what are they going to do? They'll blow it out in December right before Christmas. And the fact of the matter is, right now, you should be buying something for your children or your spouse or your neighbor or whoever you're buying Christmas gifts for. They should be practical gifts. They should be ammunition. They should be food, long-term storage food. They should be a brand new rifle or shotgun. They should be chemical, NBC gear, whatever it would be. Or if nothing else, you can give your grandkids some warm mittens, a scarf, a warm stocking cap, maybe a new coat, insulated under, long underwear. You see, do it that way. And then go around locally and buy whatever you can buy of the little toys or whatever right now. But at the same time, if you do not have a year's supply minimum of food for you and your family, and if you've got any money whatsoever in terms of a 401 or any kind of thing like that, or a stock fund or your savings, then you'd better go out and get you some long-term storage food. What's long-term storage food? Oh, stuff like Mountain House or Wise or Patriots or whatever the different things, the freeze-dried type foods. You can also get canned goods. And I tell you, I read this was from like the canned goods. It was an article about before you buy in bulk. And it says, they're talking about the dates. I've told you about this before. Supersizing your groceries was a smart move last year when worries about shortage of COVID at the supermarket ran high. Now, with food prices rising, buying in bulk can still make a lot of sense. Okay. Here's a sampling of foods worth buying in bulk and those to skip unless you're feeding a crowd. Note that the use-by and sell-by dates generally don't refer to safety. This is on canned goods. Baby formula is an exception. Instead, these dates indicate how long food will retain peak quality. Like I've said before, it's how long they can guarantee you that the RFIDs on the side are accurate. And then it might degrade a little bit as you go down the line. But here's the deal. Low-acid foods, according to the USDA, canned goods of low-acid foods such as meats, most vegetables, can be saved to eat indefinitely. Did you hear that? USDA says low-acid foods and meats and most vegetables in the cans can be safe to eat indefinitely if cans are not rusty, swollen, or dented, and they're stored in a cool, dry place. Quality will decline within 2 to 5 years, but that doesn't mean that it's all gone. Acidic foods, though, like canned tomatoes and fruit, are good for about 18 months. Now, they'll last a little bit longer than that in my estimation, but they tend to eat through these new cans, and you start to get leakers on the shelf. So anyway, they've got a lot of different things like that, but that is from the USDA about canned goods. Mirrors exactly what I've told you in the spot. Ah, man, oh, man. You know, I'll tell you what. You got heat. You got to do fire. If you got somebody out there, you could chop some wood for them. They're going to drive up the price of the natural gas, the oil, and all the stuff. China Joe could have let the energy. We were energy independent under Trump. We were exporting natural gas and oil under Trump. Prices were stable, and then this new Keystone Pipeline coming down was going to bring oil from the tar sands down here to be refined into gasoline. Instead, you're paying, you know, what, a buck more a gallon or whatever. California, you're paying $5 a gallon out there. I think mine was about $2.99 the other day. And then they're going to now tax the oil companies and all this stuff. I'm going to tell you what. You had better get you, because it's legal, you see, apparently. Alcohol can be a gas, too. D-O-O. Alcohol can be a gas, too. It's a book. It's a book about how to utilize alcohol for fuels and how to make it and how you can take all kind of different raw materials, like even cattails and different things, and corn or grain or this or that or the other, or fruits or whatever, and make good old moonshine, in a sense, out of it. You have to do it properly, and you go to the high proof. That can be utilized, and then the trick is, apparently, you don't have to really even, you file for a permit, but you just say if you mix it with a little bit of gasoline for home use or farm use, then you're okay, allegedly. But get the book. Alcohol can be a gas, too. And I know one old brother is really getting into that now down there. God bless you down there. And all your fighting commando types that hang out with you in the house. Them old ninjas. God bless you guys down there. Anyway, I'm just trying to tell you, paying the energy bill, doing all this stuff. If you got money, then pay somebody. If the kids can't make it, then you've got to get the wool socks. Okay? You got to get a bunch of wool socks. You know, 6, 8, 10 pair a person. You got to get some long-handled underwear. Get you something that will wick out. Don't get the old cotton stuff, but get something that is of the, you can get the military style stuff. You know, that will shed the moisture out of there and get you some good wool socks, wool gloves, stocking cap, get you an insulated coat, the layered stuff. You can get all the different layers, just like they do with, like, the X-Wax, military, you know, extreme cold weather type programs. They layer on up. You got the long underwear, then you got the pants, you got a shirt. You got an inner coat over that, you know, and then you've got, a fleece, inner fleece thing. And then you've got an outer teal that's padded up and then also will shed the water, like with the Gore-Tex. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to probably do that. And if you were starting to cut some wood right now, you would not be wrong. Because here's the deal. We're talking about war, right? I've told you, you could have all this stuff happen at the same time. Cumbre Vieja could blow, and it's still going. We had one of the largest earthquakes yet there. And now you've got what else? Tokyo. Oh, they're against the Red Chinese right now with the Australians, apparently, and the Taiwanese. They're ready to possibly stand against the Red China. The Chinese got some high-tech stuff that they ain't tell nobody about, but I guarantee you, they've got certain missiles that could do some good, too. Or possibly some space-type craft that could do some good as well. But the thing is, if you pop Tokyo with a quake, and you also got Stromboli in Italy blowing, well, let me tell you something that's going on in Italy. I've been seeing a lot of reports of high radiation levels, you know, in different areas. Pop, pop, all along lines and what could be traveling type lines. I believe that's U.S. Moving around nuclear weapons and stuff at different bases. And also NATO and different people doing it too. But the U.S. is moving nukes to get ready for war, all right? In Russia, all kind of high radiation levels in many different places. What are they doing? They're got their nukes, moving their nukes. They got them in there as those, mobile missile launchers and stuff. They're moving them around. They're playing the chess game. China. China's got everything up ready to roll. They think we'll back down. Biden will probably back down. But this is all part of the deal. You see, you hit the banks in the U.S. last night, and there was a number of big money center banks. I don't have to read them. Let me see if I can read the. Maybe I've got that plugged up here somewhere. Let's see. Today it was UK banks, Lloyds, Halifax. Bank of Scotland online banking was down, but yesterday it was the U.S. banks, and I think it was, let's see, Wells Fargo, this is too long a terms here, but anyway, there was a lot of banks in the U.S. that were down, money center banks, the online and all that. And then you get today, the Chinese said yesterday that World War III is on the road. We then have the bump underwater of the USS Connecticut. It damages it and injures sailors. Somebody should have just, oh, excuse me, I popped the button, you know, and we turned the two keys on. But you can't even do that anymore because they don't have the codes. The codes have to be communicated from the top slots, you see. And then some of our top tripod, you know, the triple threat and the end of time for the mad mutual assured destruction stuff, our nuclear submarines that have the missiles, some of them have been replaced with non-nuclear tips. And now we got the Israelis, they're saying they're going to go after Iran, they might pop first. I would tell the Taiwanese they ought to put their, anybody they got that's infiltrated into China should be getting ready to pop, pop, fizz, fizz on all of the missile bases and naval bases from whence all these planes come. When they get up in the air, then you just take them out or take them out before they get up the next time. Pockmark the runways or whatever it is you got to do. But if they take out Taiwan, let me tell you something. You're not going to have any chips in the United States that are worth a crap anyway. They should have started chip making in the United States in earnest. But oh no. Oh no. You know? I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just getting to be for a while here that it is ever more evident. It should be to you that the first prep is to get right with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, that you need to get on your knees, repent of your sins to Jesus, and ask him to come into your life to be your Savior. That's the key to it. Now, let me just read this to you here. I always like to read the Bible better than, you know, paraphrasing it if I can. And I've read this to you a million times, so I'm going to read it to you again. This is right out of chapter 14 of John. Have I been so long time with you and ye, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that, listen here now, this is verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, listen up, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. But you need to look at the syntax and not gloss over that. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? There's your answer right there. Read 14 John. John chapter 14. Now, one more time. Lord Jesus, I pray in your name that you will go right now to Brother Steve Quayle. He is at his home and resting. And Lord, if you will touch him, and if you will provide him an instantaneous medical miracle, Lord, restore him back to health. Remove all of the stuff out of him, the bad stuff, whatever the infection or the pneumonia or the variant of this or that or the other is. And restore him back to health and full ability and function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and appreciated as far as I'm concerned. It keeps me going. And if you've listened long enough, you know exactly where I kind of am sitting and what's going on with me. But it can be sent, could be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, you know, a silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, silver bar, whatever it is, 10th ounce of gold, an ounce of gold, whatever it is. Or it could be Federal Reserve notes. Because I'm going to tell you, that is easier than anything as far as I'm concerned. And I have a safe, secure facility, mail facility that receives it. Could also be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. That keeps Old Hawk in the game, and I've been here for 17 years since Brother Quayle put me on the radio way back when, 17 plus years ago. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can also contact stevequayle.com. Go to stevequayle.com, email him. Avail yourself of the DVDs and the books. Click on the different things to buy them. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, or call them at 406-586-4840. You might get Daryl, Steve's son. You might get, Steve's competent manager, tough guy too, big man, big and tough. Or you might get Tyler, Steve's son, or somebody else in the office. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and that to give you the special on the books or give you the special on the DVDs. And I'm going to tell you what, if you also need any gold or silver, they can get it to you quick. But if you don't have your other preps done, Steve would tell you, get your food, your water purification, your firearms, all the basic preps done before you start to buy gold or silver. Because you're going to need to eat. You're going to need to defend your family and your house against whoever's going to come, whether it be the Red Chinese. Let me tell you something. They pop Stromboli. They pop Cumbre Viejas, already putting ashes in up way up high in the atmosphere. You hit and you do Stromboli. You do 2, 3, 4 other earth or volcanoes around the world. Iceland, Vesuvius, all different types and ones. And you're going to find that there's so much particles in the atmosphere, you're not going to be able to see, and you may have a year without a summer. You may not be able to grow crops. I'm going to tell you what, if you got an ability to put in any of these permaculture type things where you grow in the basement, of course, if you're using lighting to do it, of course, then the FBI or the county sheriff or the DEA or the whoever's probably got you under their throes already. You bought you a, you know, grow light somewhere. Uh-oh. You know? So, you know, you've got China. 100,000 troops on the Indian border. I hear you, Brother Crazy Horse. I hear you. I'm right with you. I'm trying to tell you that they can tie in, pop on the East Coast, 65 million people dead. If the volcano pops and the shelf, if it keeps popping, and the Cumbre Vieja shelf, or it's about, I don't know, maybe a quarter of the west side of La Palma Islands of the Canaries, goes into the ocean, that will make a wave, according to the old Swiss model, somewhere between 100 and 300 foot tall tsunami wave traveling at 500 miles per hour towards the east coast of the United States and Canada, and that will, according to the model, will go way inland. I don't know how far it goes, 50 miles, 20 miles, 30 miles, 10 miles, whatever. But the estimated death toll from that tsunami of the Cumbre Vieja shelf dropping in the ocean would be 65 million people. And then that also would take out all of the banking, stock markets, bond markets, probably mostly in D.C., but you see there would be about a five-hour lag time. That would then give all of the big shots in D.C. the time to get on their helicopters and go up to the mountain, deep undergrounds in Virginia and West Virginia and all over, or to go and to get on a plane and to go out to Denver area, or down into Los Alamos or into Missouri or any of the numerous different places. Yeah, upstate Michigan or Upper Michigan, there's some real interesting scenarios up there, underground. There's so much underground under this country, you can't believe it. And if they do that, that'll take out the banking and sufficient number of coal-fired and nuclear-fired power plants on the East Coast that will then take the grid down in a cascade, and you would still have the power grid out all over the United States just from that alone. If they popped one or two up above with the hypersonics, pop, and did an EMP weapon, then it takes out everything anyway. Used to be Texas could survive. Obama made sure they would not. So you're going to have to independently get the things ready for you to make electricity or at least generate some lighting, something to charge your lithium-ion batteries, something to, it's where you have basic tools. You've got to be able to see stuff. You've got to be able to run a basic fan or something, not your air conditioning. Oh, you can get it set up to do all of that, but that's 20, 30 grand. You know, I mean, that's big money stuff, you know, or more. But what I'm talking about is getting you some Harbor Freight 100-watt panels, you know, two or three of them or four of them, putting them together in the hex connection, getting you, the various types of inverters and stuff to plug into all of that. And with the charge controller, recharge storage batteries. You can get the marine, RV and marine batteries and, you know, a number of different places, get those. You got to learn how to do all of that. I know it, but I'm going to tell you, it's not as hard as you think. You get a book on it, you read up on how to do it. You get the alcohol can be a guest too. You get to where you know how to, where you can make that high proof moonshine alcohol and run a vehicle on it. And it can run a vehicle, usually with some modification, but a lot of the modern, you know, multi-fuel type vehicles and trucks, you can utilize alcohol in them. May not run optimally necessarily, or may run better than what you've been running. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the good people, the Nunemakers, have come back to the United States and are settling down somewhere in the South Carolina area, staying with somebody. They're trying to sell their house in France where they used to live for a number of years. But I'm going to tell you, they're still trying to get, and they are able to get somewhat, not as much as they were, but they're able to get some Bibles and different things to the people in the Montagnard tribes in the mountains of Indochina, you see. If you can still give a little bit, give it to the Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, or the Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Myers, MyersTown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Send $10, $20, $100, whatever it is you want to send. Send it to Nunemaker, N-U-N-E, or Indochina Bible Project at the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And also, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com. Or call him at 406-586-4840. Get some of the books. I think they've got a special on books. Get the DVDs. They can also get you high-quality radiation detection equipment and high-quality night vision gear that can be got. Just ask them. Ask them about anything else they might have. If they've got any capability, or if they're still doing any of the long-term storage food, work with them on that. The gold, the silver, the platinum. I saw the other day where the old Webbots guy, Clip High, is talking about he's seeing in his stuff the possibility of $20,000 gold and $600 an ounce silver. And they did an interview again with the, can't think of his name right now, but he did the interview the other day. It's still probably posted up on stevequayle.com. I will tell you this. You better not go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And the people at the top slots are Luciferians. You may not see, you may not even see the midterm elections. And then I'm going to tell you this, even after all this crap in Virginia from this McAuliffe guy, and you got Youngkin running against him, all the stuff about the parents have no choice about what to say, no say in what their kids are being taught and all of that. Now they're going to go after the parents. This McAuliffe is still leading Youngkin by 4 points. Who's to tell you that they're not going to use the same thing? They're already working on the deal right now to where they're already starting, I think, to vote. The election's a month away or whatever. They're already voting in Virginia. They're going to steal all of it again. It has not been fixed. And now they're coming for the military. They're coming for you if you're at the school board meeting saying, I don't want you telling my child that they're racist or that they're a victim of racism when they're not. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights and your property and your house. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And if necessary, to take those three gorges out. Take the dams out. Keep Red China busy. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, buddy. Stay on the optics. With your swamp bug, eh? Take the family to safety and get them out. Old road and track. Little live. May the Lord Jesus protect you and your mom and dad. It's all me. Because Jesus loves you. Pay attention to your studies as well as your Muay Thai and other media. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Against all evil. He may provide you super abundance. Good night, my old brother Crazy Horse. I'll see you.